Hi, it's October 19th, and the Astros are playing, trying to get in the World Series, so we're going to make this quick, right, Trevor?
Right.
Love the smell and smell the love at smellymonkeys.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all shapes and sizes, welcome to your favorite podcast with Garrett, Trevor, and Simon. Broadcasting from the top of Scotts Valley, it's
Smelly Monkeys. Smelly Monkeys. Smelly Monkeys.
Hello, everybody. As I mentioned, this is welcome to show number 21.
Yeah.
Can you believe we made it?
Yep.
You can?
Nope.
Oh. Hey, I was going to ask you, how many shows do you think we should do? Do you think we should keep on doing this podcast?
Yeah, let's go up to 1,000.
1,000? What about you, Simon?
I don't care how high we go.
Yeah.
At least 200. But here's what I was thinking. Hey, Dad, can I go first
on the
broadcast thing?
We won't do that yet, because I want to cover some stuff before we do our reports. All right?
Okay. I got a mustache.
You know what? I know we started
out... Made out of milk.
I know we started out this podcast for either one, to make a lot of money, or two, world domination.
World domination!
And we're show number 21, and we haven't received either. So should we keep on going?
Yeah.
Oh. We're getting close to world domination.
Okay, well, as long as you think so.
Yeah, we did South America and Antarctica as our only continents that we're missing. Because we do have Africa...
I think we had South America.
I already got the pitchforks ready.
We had South America. We had someone from Brazil join us.
I already got the pitchforks ready.
For world domination?
Yeah.
Well, great. So show number 21, it's October 19th. We're going to make this a really quick show because...
We have the baseball game going on.
The Astros are playing, and they're trying to get in the World Series, and because I'm originally from Texas, I'm really rooting for them, and they're going to play... If they get into the World Series, who would they play?
White Sox.
What a cool matchup.
So and the leading 4-1 at the top of the 7th.
4-1 top of the 7th?
5-1, actually.
5-1?
Yeah, they scored a 1 in the 6th.
So we set our replay TV to actually record it, so we're actually not missing any of it. But we do want to get back to the game. Hey, thanks for joining us. I really want to say, first of all, thank you, everybody, for all the great emails. You know, we have a lot of fun putting on this show. I get a chance to actually talk to my kids.
Yeah.
My gracious kids. How many words is that?
I don't know, and I don't really care.
Okay, my polite kids. And
I like polite.
Anybody have some popsicles? I like popsicles.
We'll talk about light later on.
Light. Shine.
Kite. What I really want to say is I do appreciate the email. So if you get a chance, just pop us an email at show@smellymonkeys.com or smellymonkeys@gmail.com. We just love reading it. It's just a lot of fun for us. So Simon was actually saying a new vocabulary word. What is that, blight?
Mm-hmm.
And why do you know that word?
Not.
Is it blight or what's the word, not?
Blight. Yeah.
Blight.
And
it's blight.
Guess what? If you watch the Sandlot movie, you know that guy in Sandlot 1, they hit the baseball over the fence?
Yeah.
They tried everything to get it.
Yeah.
And where they could have just knocked on the door.
Where are you going with this?
And that guy's backyard is blight.
Blight. But you know what? Because of not... So we were learning... Let me start from scratch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, we were trying to help Knott with
Could you hurry this up?
Okay, I will do. We were trying to help Knott with his English homework.
Come on, I'm not paying you to do this.
Actually, you are. Who do you think steals all that money out of your piggy bank at night? Mwah. So anyway, we were helping Knott with his English homework, and I wrote a note to his English teacher, and she recommended one of the things we do is, over dinner, we bring up a couple of his vocabulary words. And he was having a little difficult time with pronouncing with his words, which is kind of funny because one of his words this week is enunciation, and the other word, it was actually blithe, but when he was saying it, it sounded like blight, and that's what Simon realized blight was. Anyway, I don't know if I just told that story right. Thank you. So anyway, the real word was actually blithe, and that means carefree and... What does it mean? Not...
I can't remember.
Can't remember. So if the English teacher is listening to this podcast, we'll work on it before Friday's class. The other thing he brought home was quotes from Benjamin Franklin.
Wow, sounds really exciting.
Well, but it is. Actually, here's a cool quote. I remember...
I like Benjamin Franklin. I like to think of him in clogs boots with one of those square thingamajigs on his square boots.
I think you're thinking about the guys from Eurasia, the band.
Wow.
But there was a cool quote. There was
square
one,
boots, there was square boots.
There's a quote called, "If you lie down with dogs, you're going to get fleas."
Wow.
What do you think that means?
If you're going to lie down with... If you find a dog and you lie down with it, you're going to get fleas and really itch.
What do you think? I think it means something more than that. It's kind of like more obscure than that, less direct. What do you think it means, Trev?
Mm-hmm.
No? What did you get out of that?
As in, it means like if you come into a group of bad guys or something like that, and you might be bad too.
Oh, that sounds good. So like if you hang out with bad company, that badness might rub off on you.
I think I know what you're heading this to.
Where am I heading?
The candy store, so I can buy lollipops.
You know what? I'm going to have your brother tested just to make sure. Anyway, it's kind of a cool quote. But talking about fleas and dogs, our dog Ringo has a new place where he likes to sleep.
My bed.
Trevor's bed. Now, are you worried about fleas, Trevor?
No, no.
Because I'm worried about Ringo catching fleas from you. What was another good quote from Ben Franklin?
Not too much.
I think you see my... All love is beautiful, and no prisoner is like, there's no beautiful prisoner.
There's no beautiful poison, but...
Prisoner.
There's no beautiful prison. Ah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means. Any guesses over here?
I see a stealth flyer.
Yeah, I know.
What does it mean? Not...
I mean, If you want to have a boyfriend, girlfriend, she or he might be beautiful.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, that's where the big loops came from.
And so...
Hey, guys, listen to Nut. I want to hear this. He's talking about a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Wow.
Because we can ask him next... We can ask him about the high school dance after this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And about the person... There's no beautiful person because our person is take out our freedom. Yeah.
You know what? I can just say I'm glad I'm not in high school anymore. Sometimes I think my job is really tough, and then I look at Knott's homework and I realize high school was a lot tougher than my job. Yeah. Pretty amazing, huh?
Hey, what's 10 times? Wait, what's 20 times 20?
I got a better question.
120?
For you.
Uh-oh.
I heard a report last night on TV that Barney uses the F word.
Yeah, he does. He used the F word on his show.
Special report from Smelly Monkey Simon. How can Barney use the F word on the show?
I don't know. He probably got so mad because he had to say, like, cute words that he said.
Don't say that word.
The F word.
Don't say the word. Who told you that Barney said the F word? Did you hear it or did someone tell you?
Tony Ann.
Who?
I heard it and Tony Ann told me.
Someone at school told you?
Yeah, in my class.
Okay. I think it was an imagination. I don't think Barney says the F word.
I know what the F word is. My mom said it.
No, your mom doesn't say it.
She said it at the car. I had a teenager a few weeks ago.
We'll have to edit the show. Trevor, talking about the F word, what's the effing deal with Notre Dame versus USC? You know what this is?
No, I know.
No, don't tell me the F word.
I know one of the F words. Fail.
Fail is an F word.
Yeah, for F. When you fail, you're spelling test.
I know another F word. Hey, no, seriously, what's the deal between Notre Dame and USC? I was talking to guys at work, and they were like, "Oh, did you see the game this weekend? Oh, did you see the game this weekend?" I didn't see
the
game.
At
the
bar?
At work, same difference.
Can I have a lollipop?
What's the deal, Trev?
Oh, it's just that, you know, it was a big game, and USC won from a fumble by their own team for some reason.
Hey, how did that happen?
I think it's a fumble, interception, one for a touchdown.
Was it like a last-minute comeback or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have a special report.
Hold on a second.
Yes, a special report
from Simon.
Yes, that's how the tallest men in the world standed.
When he ever, how long he ever lived?
Almost 9 feet.
Where'd you hear that from?
World record.
Barney?
No, world records of 2005. He stands 8 feet 11.
Wow. Guess how long staring at a TV for without falling asleep, watching shows.
How long?
2 days.
What was
straight.
On TV?
I know.
It was
in TV.
Was Firefly on?
Guess how long the longest water balloon fight was.
You mean how many water balloons there was?
How many?
5,000.
No, wait, where are you?
And there was like
3,469 kids.
Where are you hearing this from?
World records from a book that one of my friends has.
Is it a TV
that
show
Yente
or is it a
has.
Book?
She tells it when we were in age groups and we try and memorize them.
Oh, really? You know?
Yeah, and the longest time just standing like this was 72 or 3 hours and 6 seconds.
When
just
you say standing like this, just standing up with your arms
like
up?
Like 3 days. 3 days.
3 days?
Standing still like this.
That was on another one. And also on an amazing part, when standing on one foot for 3 days like
you
this.
2 days.
Two days.
That sounds like a book we need to get. What's the name of the book?
2005 World Records.
That sounds like a good... I read an adult version of that book just recently called Freakonomics, and it uses a lot of numbers, but none that you'd be very interested in.
Like what?
Well, it was stuff like using data to show what... does your name provide success? Does what is good parenting provide success? Real estate agents rip you off?
I also have another one.
Considering my mother-in-law.
I have another one.
Yeah.
That also we Rick's gonna try and beat the water balloon fight.
Yeah, we're trying to beat it.
More than 5,000?
Yeah.
That's a couple of wet kids.
Yeah.
Hey.
And there's one more. But that I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Somebody with the teeth pulled a 5-ton tanker ship with the teeth 49 feet.
What kind of book are you reading?
I just have
those pictures in this book.
And someone with the hair pulled a bus, a football field length.
Two football fields.
Two.
We have to get this book.
Yeah.
This sounds great. Hey, you want to talk about something even more controversial?
What?
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
We were working on your birthday party list before this.
Yep.
So your birthday's coming up November 8th. You'll be turning 8, which I can't believe.
Yeah. You're turning 40 this year.
Hey. We'll have to edit that out. I'm not turning 40 this year, I'll turn 40 next year.
What? You're turning 39 this year?
I did. My birthday's not till next year. And of all those people, especially those good-looking ladies listening, I actually look like I'm 21.
Now you look like you're an idiot scratching his armpits.
Hey, okay, but seriously, let's talk about your birthday list, because there was a lot of controversy, because we were going laser tag on your birthday, and there's only so many people we can take, and we're having trouble limiting your list. So what kind of things are you using to decide who goes to your birthday or not?
I know Connor's going, and also Sage.
Yeah, but I mean, who can you take off? Because, you know, there's certain people I want you to invite.
Like who?
Like my future daughter-in-laws.
Who's that?
You don't know who my future daughter-in-law is?
No, not exactly.
My future daughter-in-law is the girl that you're going to marry.
No!
What?
Who's that?
Somebody with rich parents.
Richer than you?
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway.
Who?
Do you want to know names?
No.
Do you really want me to announce names?
No.
I think I know who it is. What is her name? I forget.
Let me give you a hint.
Our show's almost up.
One of them rhymes with Bachel.
What's mine? She lives in Texas, right? What's her name? What's her name?
Careful. Marina?
Yeah, Marina.
You gonna marry Marina?
Maybe.
Well, that is quite an announcement. Listen, guys, listen very carefully. I think you can hear Marina's parents in Austin celebrating. Okay, we're embarrassing Trevor here a little bit. Hey, real quick, do you have any sports or things you want to talk about, Trevor?
No.
You want to just quit it? What about you? Do you have any animals you want to talk about? Real quick question about...
Oh, I got an animal. It's a telephone scope.
Well, no, I do have an animal question for you.
What?
Dinosaurs, Wisconsin.
Oh, the newest dinosaur made was
Wyoming. Wisconsin. Everything weird happens in Wisconsin.
The newest dinosaur made doesn't even have a name yet, but we believe it eats meat it can swim. It's kind of like a velociraptor shape.
Yep.
Pretty
you
much.
Did,
is
a your theory. You had a different theory. You said it looks like a velociraptor which could swim. Versus the other guys, the dinosaur experts thought it looked like a brand new dinosaur, maybe based on a bird. So, anyway, it was kind of cool.
Velociraptors are based on birds.
Oh, they really?
Yeah.
I learn something new every time I talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one other quick thing. We'll finish this up below 20, I promise you. We went on a camping trip this weekend, and one of the cool things, we heard some Halloween jokes. Do you guys want any jokes you remember?
The window viper. Once there was in a spooky house, there was a Cub Scout.
Hey, sorry, we'll tell that joke next week, because it's a long story, but any of the quick jokes?
Oh, I gotta go in. What has big lips, and big green fingers? Someone who can do this.
Okay, Trevor, you got any jokes?
Ow. No. I want to make rocket...
Okay, I got two good ones.
A ukulele into rock and roll, baby!
I got two good ones. What goes, ha ha ha, clunk?
Your head!
Somebody laughing their head off.
No, I got one.
Yeah.
What's someone hitting their armpits? What are they doing?
I don't know.
They are going, ha ha ha, itch itch.
Okay. The other one was, what kind of boat does Dracula take?
The blood vessel.
Very good. Okay, on that, we'll end the show. But I tell you what, I'm going to end with a song called Red Red Apples.
Red Red Apples.
And the cool thing about this song is last year, Trevor
had to sing it.
This is 2 years ago when you were in kindergarten, right?
When Trevor was in kindergarten,
he had to remember a poem every week. And one of the and to help him remember, because I tend to remember a bunch of old songs just by singing them, like Journey and Pink Floyd.
Journey. Ow!
And, be nice, Trev. Anyway, so this is what we did is we put Trevor's poems to music, and this is one of them. But before we play that, if people want to email you, Simon, how can they reach you?
SmellyMonkey.com.
Well, Simon at SmellyMonkeys.com. Yeah, yeah.
Trevor at SmellyMonkeys.com.
You guys want to say goodnight?
Goodnight.
And we'll play a quick song?
Bye. Yeah.
One. Two. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.
Four.
As hard as I could, well, they fell down and they were good.